Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
One of the problems I sometimes have with the way I publish podcasts is, well, it's an entirely manual process, and I use this site management system called Jekyll, which really isn't a system, but it turns markdown files and, you know, uses some liquid templating engine or something and turns it into a website. Now, the nice thing is that the entire site is, well, static HTML files. And so when you're, you're jiggling the handle on my website, there's really nothing to jiggle the handle on. It's all just static HTML files, which is totally fine. And in terms of like moving it around, it's very easy because, well, anything can host static HTML files. In fact, I could even put it on an S3 bucket if I wanted to, but I'm not going to do that in this case, or at least I haven't done it with Amazon. Maybe I'll do it somewhere else. Don't know yet, but I do have that as an option because of the way I've done the site. Now, unfortunately, I sometimes make mistakes, and I released two episodes at once accidentally because, well, I screwed some stuff up in the files, and that does happen, right? Because, of course, I have to, I'll sit down and I'll record a few of these at once, and I make a new file with the post and, upload everything. And yeah, mistakes are made. I could probably automate it and script it or something, which I don't know. I debated doing it. Then I thought about it and went, yeah, that's too much work. Well, maybe it's not too much work. I don't know. Or maybe I'll change it to some different system as well. Cause I'm also looking at changing my hosting arrangement because there's many ways to host a website and there's many systems in which to host a website. So, I'll talk a little bit more about that, in a future episode after I've actually moved stuff over. Haven't done that yet, at least as I'm recording this. But, I get the question sometimes, okay, well, should I write my blog on Substack or should I write it on something else, right? Well, web hosting is like insanely cheap and easy to get, right? And you don't need much. I would not use one of these centralized systems, or at least because they can potentially be canceled or whatever. I've made a career out of moving things around from site to site. I mean, phoneboy.com has been on, there's probably, a bunch of different hosting arrangements over the years. I've had to move the site twice in 1 year because the place I picked was maybe not such a great place. So that's the other problem too, is that, yeah, if you hunt around, you can find really good deals, sometimes they're too good to be true. And sometimes you end up on a host that's, maybe not so great. And, it turns out that, it was a scam. And so, yeah, that money got lost, and that does happen sometimes. But I mean, there's lots of reputable companies out there you could potentially host your things on. And it's, for under 10 bucks a month, for sure, right? You can find a place, and probably even for much less than that. If you're concerned, right, about, cost or whatever, and it's one of the things you give up, though, with any of that, there's lots of free options you could use. But the problem is you lose control over it. At least if you're paying something for it, there's a bit of a different relationship, and the odds of it getting canceled. I mean, I guess it could still happen if you're very, very controversial or something. Or you pick the wrong host. I mean, and so you got to do your homework, right? I don't know that I would host it on some of the larger commercial offerings. I might pick something, one of the smaller ones. But again, you got to kind of do your homework and just make sure you take backups. And if you can use like a standard format like WordPress that's easy to migrate from place to place. Heck, WordPress themselves even create, you can host a blog with them too. There's plenty of options as far as where you can put your stuff on the internet. And I wouldn't, I would keep yourself mobile, I guess, because you never know when that's going to be. And that's something you got to worry about. Unfortunately, none of this stuff is as easy as it should be. There's always trade-offs. There's always things that you have to do. What are your concerns? What do you have to worry about?
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.